Chile's president has declared authorities are at war with protesters after thousands of residents joined demonstrations against crippling living costs. The country's capital city, Santiago, was thrown into chaos over the weekend with looting, arson and clashes with security forces that killed 11 people. Stephanie Smale reports.
The simmering tensions between Chileans and authorities have exploded. A weekend of violence with a damage bill estimated in the millions of dollars was replaced by thousands of peaceful protesters filling Santiago's CBD, banging drums and waving signs for change. But the armed forces still pushed back, firing water cannons, tear gas and warning shots into the crowd. A state of emergency has been declared in several Chilean cities, and the armed forces have been handed control. The Chilean president, Sebastián Piñera, has declared war on violent protesters.
We are at war with a powerful, relentless enemy who respects nothing or anyone and is willing to use violence and crime without any limits, even when it involves the loss of human lives.
His army general, Javier Iturriaga, also issued a warning.
When there's an excess of violence, when it's provoked by a minority of the population, undoubtedly that creates tension and anxiety in the people. And of course, we don't want the people to defend themselves. It's our responsibility to give them that protection.
But Australian-based Chilean activist Pilar Aguilera argues the violence is the fault of the armed forces. She says people have a right to express their frustration after years of suffering.
It's gotten to a point now where people are no longer scared, no longer fearful to stand up for what they see as a loss in their basic human rights, a loss of their basic human dignity.
Pilar Aguilera points out although the protests were originally sparked by a hike in public transport fees, residents are sick of battling broader rising living costs on low wages.
There's a lot of corruption at the government level. There's also privatisation of basic services. So Chile's one of the only countries where water has been privatised. It goes back to the time of the dictatorship that was set up in 73 and ended in 1990. Subsequent democratic governments since the 90s have continued these neoliberal policies which don't favour the majority of people.
Pilar Aguilera is urging the government not to push back, but to take on what the huge crowds are trying to say.
Listen to what people are telling you. That's been also one of the main things that's come out of these protests is listen to what we're saying, listen to us. This government and previous governments of Chile haven't heard what people are saying, haven't been in tune. Another thing to note is Chile still has the 1981 constitution that was started by the Pinochet dictatorship, and that hasn't changed. Now, that can't be something that a democratic society adheres to.
Stephanie Smale reporting.